So it's January the 1st, 2017. So long, 2016. It was... You happened. And finally we're into 2017. I talked last recording about what I was doing on YouTube and my plans. And so I've started working with a couple of the channels. I still need to record trailers or channel intros for every channel. I've had that in my mind for a while, but I have very limited equipment, so I've not done that just yet. But we posted up made live three Xbox original console TV adverts. One of them's really poor quality, but I've managed to obtain a few over the last few weeks, adverts for the Xbox, and there's other things in mind. I've tested with a few other videos, content from TV channels where the show doesn't exist anymore, or the people who made it don't exist anymore, in console and YouTube or online-based video content by people, and I will be uploading that stuff, but, not making it live straight away, because I don't want to make live things I don't directly have control over or legal responsibility for, in the sense of created stuff like shows and other scripted content by people, because obviously they made it, it's up to them. So I want to try and reach out and make it more official when it comes to that sort of stuff. When it comes to the trailers and game title screens and odd things like game footage, that stuff will go live. But again, I'm putting up a disclaimer on the channel, hopefully, that people will check out, and if they happen to be owners of content, or if they request that it's taken down or made private, then that'll be done straight away. I don't want it to be something where it's contentious in any sense. But we've made three videos live. They aren't very long or anything, but it's a start for that channel. I've also just uploaded two gameplay archives from Overwatch, made them live, because I've got a playlist of that going. And also two previous live streams for Stardew Valley with no commentary on them. They've gone onto my normal channel, but the non-commentary stuff, obviously that's ideal for the archive channel as well. I've only worked on the archive channel today, so that's what's gone live. The other two channels need work. The one that's just more about gameplay and more free-form stuff, that'll probably be next. It won't be for a little while, but it'll be soon. And the more scripted, personal or creative stuff, that will be more long term, because I want that to be of good quality first and foremost. I'd rather not rush into that sort of stuff. I also wrote and posted up, or it's due to go up, a best of 2016 feature. Excuse me. Over on Play Nice Play Now, who I've been doing occasional bits for. I want to focus on 2017, doing some more writing for them, but also getting back to doing some more writing on my own website, Video Game Cliche, and also more creative writing on the other WordPress site I've got, which is a series of down endings. I have a load of stories kind of being prepped, and I have a long form one being worked on, but I've not done it. I've not written much with regard to creative writing lately, so the plan is to do something every day from now on, including recording these, and posting up something written, posting up something recorded video wise, even if it's not something very in depth or of super high quality, just so that I'm pumping out some sort of content that someone maybe will find some value in. But the other plan is to not only get into writing for those things, get my creative writing going, but is to also start producing, developing a video game. I've got some different projects in mind already. Bits written down, some more intense and in-depth than others. For example, Slobberknocker has been something that's been in my head for a long time. And I have some character designs and movement. It's a 2D fighting game. So I've got characters with full move lists and on paper sketches of their moves and how the game should work and stuff like that. But I don't have a reliable computer when it comes to doing something that needs to be just right when it comes to the fighting game. I could start work on it, but I don't have everything I need for that, I don't think. I don't feel confident in that yet. But nonetheless, I put a poll up on Twitter about a week ago, asking people what of my design documents that were most complete, what ones they liked the sound of the idea of. And so the one that I'm going to try and work on this year specifically is a game going by the name of I over you, capital I, small letters over, capital U, in case you're wondering, hashtag before, depending if I'm going to use hashtags to promote it. I might even push a hashtag in the title screen, I don't know, maybe. And the concept is that it's a management sim and strategy game, civilization sort of style game, maybe smaller in scale, but one where you are a member of the Illuminati and you are one of the 12 members of the Illuminati's board of chairmen and women or people, because I don't want to give away too much, obviously, but the 12 characters, you choose from one of the 12, and each one will have different strengths and weaknesses when it comes to negotiation and where their power lies in real life and in their private lives. And it's going to be a game where resources aren't the only thing you have to manipulate society with, where you can manipulate with fear or with charm or with public influence and the people you know or your people you have underneath you are just as important as the money you have or the physical resources you have access to, and where they're born has got going to have an influence as well. But there's more to it than that. Hopefully that should be an interesting title to work on. Probably, seeing as this is my first full-on dabble into video game development, it's going to take a long time. I'm not going to deny that because I have nearly no experience. I've played a bit over the years, but never with absolute confidence in putting anything out, but I'm excited about trying it. Because what have I got to lose, really? But I like the idea. It engages me. So I have to do some research. I have to find good tools. Look into other people's experiments in building this type of game. Because unlike a fighting game or a platformer, which aren't simple, aren't easy, but they have a more basic guidelines for how to build it. When you're taking something far more complex with so many different layers of possibility, it's daunting, especially if you're trying to reinvent or add to certain aspects of the wheel, So hopefully that should go well this year. I plan a lot more on top of that, but some things I'm going to keep playing close to my chest. But for now, thanks for listening. And I look forward to going into 2017 with all of you guys. You're all amazing.